Every week, we check in with the brilliant minds at America's Test Kitchen to find ways to make your life in the kitchen a little bit better. Well, this week, our producer, Sally Swift, met up with Bridget Lancaster and Julia Collin Davison, the host of America's Test Kitchen, to discuss ideas for expanding your roasting routines.
Hey, Bridget and Julia, great to have you back.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having us.
So I want to talk about roasting today, but I want to talk about roasting of things that we don't often roast, things like fish. I mean, I don't think a lot of people roast fish, and I want to talk about really roasting whole vegetables. But before I have my pointed questions, Julia, will you tell us what roasting really is?
Right. What is roasting?
What is roasting?
So roasting is just this magic combination of food with a little bit of fat and heat. And it can happen in the oven. It can happen on the grill. But it's just the idea that it's an ambient heat that that is cooking food through. And the caramelization that happens on the outside of the food is what really gives it flavor. And so, right, you can roast anything, obviously beef and pork, but vegetables really taste better when roasted. I mean, I think everything tastes better when roasted.
Mm-hmm. And it's that dry heat. Is that part of what the definition of roasting is being surrounded by dry
heat?
That's it.
And that dry heat, again, can happen in many different ways, whether it's on the oven or in the grill. It's just dry heat.
And I think what Julia just said a second ago is kind of a flyby. It's a magic thing that happens. It really is. I mean, my kids will, Brussels sprouts, they'll actually eat them like popcorn, because of roasting. So there really is, it's a game changer. The caramelization that happens on foods that you don't necessarily think that's going to happen to it's pretty awesome.
It's so funny you call it popcorn. We call the roasted broccoli popcorn broccoli because it has that little bit of that roasted flavor.
Yes.
Tastes like popcorn.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You two are sneaky mothers is all I have to say.
Desperate mothers.
Desperate mothers.
And Bridget, will you talk a little bit about equipment? So, there are roasting pans, obviously, and there are roasting pans that are sold for ungodly amounts of money. And then there are just simply, jelly roll pans that work as well. Do they work as well? What would you have us roast in?
Well, it depends on the actual food itself. If it's something that's super heavy in weight, like a turkey or big roast beef, and you want to collect a lot of drippings from it, I definitely say a good roasting pan is perfect for that. Also, a cast iron skillet or a regular oven-safe 12-inch skillet is one of the best things you can roast in. And a rim baking sheet, that's one thing that Julie and I love for these one-pan dinners. So you're roasting not only the main course, the chicken parts, a pork tenderloin, but also the vegetables and sometimes the starch, the potatoes, sweet potatoes that go with it as well.
Do you have it now? Do you have a dedicated sheet pan?
Oh, it's tarred.
Right?
Because it is black as night.
Yes, because I have cookie sheet pans and they're brilliant. They're new and spanking. And then I have the roasting sheet pans that look like they've been through a million wars. We don't even bother scrubbing them. Like, it's just black in the corners, but they're perfect for roasting.
It's burnished.
Yes,
the burnished. So, Julie, I want to talk about fish because I think people don't roast it very often. Can you tell us what we need to think about when we roast fish? And I want you to talk both about doing fillets, but also doing a whole fish.
Yeah. So roasting fish is, I think, one of the best ways to cook fish because it gives you a little bit longer than, say, a saute to get the doneness right. So it gives you just a little bit longer. Now, you don't want to use really delicate fish like tilapia. You want to go with the snapper, the haddock, the cod, salmon is perfect. We used to never do recipes for whole fish in the test kitchen because we didn't think they were available, that people could find them, except on the coasts. But now I think, the way fresh food is available all over, people have the option to buy a whole fish. And that just tastes amazing because the bones and the skin add a lot of flavor. The trick is just to score the skin a little bit on a whole piece of fish before you throw it in the oven. That just helps some of that moisture evaporate, and then you can get some browning.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing fillets, important to have them be the same size, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's true no matter if you're sautéing them, roasting them, grilling them. If they're the same size, they'll cook at the same rate. And, we were talking about sheet pan dinners. One of my favorite is a cod because I have a 9-year-old and the only fish she likes is cod. And you put them on shingled pieces of russet potatoes that are tossed with garlic and the piece of cod on top with butter on top of that. And the whole thing is like perfection. You think
fish and chips.
Yeah, roasted, exactly. And you think those fish juices would be too strong to put on vegetables, but not the case. Those juices that come out of the fish really just add a nice nuanced flavor to the vegetables underneath, whether it's potatoes or roasted artichokes.
That's a great idea and really, really fast. Okay, Bridget, I want you to take on, give me an idea of like a main dish vegetable roast, you know, that has the same kind of oomph as like a roast beef or like a big piece of chicken.
That's asking a lot from Bridget.
if nothing else is a testament to roasting. Yes. The fact that I can actually name a vegetable I would eat as a main course.
As a main course.
It's pretty astounding. Eggplant. Roasting actually does something. It's perfectly suited to eggplant. Eggplant can kind of turn a little bit soggy when you try to fry it and things like that. Roasting, it does two things. It deepens the flavor of the eggplant, and it also uses the texture of the eggplant. You know, it is a little bit almost custardy after it's cooked via roasting. Mm-hmm. There's a great recipe that we have. You have the eggplant, you score it in these beautiful little diamonds. You put them face down after seasoning them on a hot sheet pan, just regular like a jelly roll pan. So you're going to get some great caramelization there. You drain them on paper towels afterwards. But in the meantime, while it's cooking, you're soaking bulgur, so you've got this toothsome, weedy, mm-hmm. really hearty kind of caramelly flavor grain there. And then you sauté the aromatics with some spices, a little bit of cinnamon. I love cinnamon in almost everything these days, just a pinch. And then you add your bulgur, tomatoes. You cook this mixture until a lot of the liquid in it has evaporated. You take the eggplant, 2 forks, and now the inside of it is very, very tender, and you kind of scrape it so that the eggplant flesh goes to the sides. It's almost this like mashed mm-hmm. eggplant inside. And then you stuff it with the bulgur and the tomato filling, and you know, a little bit of pecorino on top, goes back into the oven for about 5 minutes so that cheese melts on top. I'm actually salivating.
I'm having
getting through this.
And we're not talking about bacon.
There's not a single piece of pork in this recipe, and I still love it.
Well, you know, when you think about roasting and vegetables, it works because of the dry heat. Vegetables, the one thing is to get rid of the moisture so you can get browning. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is to get nice big flat surfaces so they can rest on the pan and get some color. So between those two things, which is the problem with most vegetables, the roasting just does a great job.
Well, and particularly with that recipe, when you're roasting that cut side mm-hmm. of the eggplant, you're getting all that brown. That just sounds delicious.
It just caramelizes beautifully, and it really, yeah. really intensifies the flavor in a vegetable that might otherwise be pretty mildly flavored.
That's right. Heat up those ovens, everyone. Thanks, you too.
Thank you for having us, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
Bridget Lancaster and Julia Collin Davison are the hosts of the TV shows America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. Find their recipes for bulgur-stuffed roasted eggplant and roast cod with artichokes, olives, and sun-dried tomatoes, along with some basic roasting advice on our website, SplendidTable.com.